Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another live and in living show from where are we today? We're all over the world today. I am in Atlanta. Leah's in Freeport. And then we have worldwide listeners. And I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays. And welcome to everybody to tonight's Mellow Music Hour featuring Lee's number ones and then some. And so in the background, I'm going to be playing What Peace Feels Like because it's just one of those peaceful, silent nights type of thing right before Christmas Eve. Today is December the 24th, 2021. And we welcome all first-timers and all-the-time listeners to today's Friday Christmas Eve show as we enter the vault with the multi-instrumentalist songwriter and composer Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music from Freeport, Texas. My name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anai Eastline Cool Designs at www.anaisevalcour.com. And we are broadcasting to you, as we always do, worldwide. Yes, we do some worldwide listening. And thank you all for listening, tuning in, and joining us. And, you know, things, quite a things want to act up now. You know how things just don't want to act right. But we are not going to let the devil deter us today.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so once I get my music up and rolling again, which I may have to, you know, sign out and sign in, but we're going to see in just a second so we can have some wonderful music playing because What Peace Feels Like, you know, that's what it is. So if you bear with me just 1 second, I may have to log out and log back in because we were just up and operational a second ago, and then we have Miss Angie joining us today, if she wants to meet us and greet us. And let's see here.
Yeah, this is live radio. This happens sometimes. Yeah, you know.
It happens sometimes, you know.
Y'all listening to this show, when you're doing live radio, this kind of thing happens at times, you know what I'm saying? So you
It does.
Yeah, just, you know, just keep moving and talking to something, man.
Keep moving and
doing, yeah, man. So it's like, I just thank everybody for joining in tonight. I thank everybody for tuning in tonight, joining us on tonight, man, and wherever you are, you know, worldwide, you know, wherever you, whatever time zone you in. You know my saying, for those who have been following me all these years up to now, this point here, man, you know, you're in the right time, the right moment, the right place, man, with the right cat, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm all in here in your atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? We got my number ones tonight, then plus some more. You know, we're gonna play all my number ones from 2021, you know, we're going to play them, and then we're going to play some more. You know, we just want to have a real, real good time tonight, man. I hope everybody's doing well out there. You know, and always welcome for those who want to call in, of course. But, you know, like I said on last week, I made a verbal disclaimer. If you call in, man, give a positive feedback. Please don't call in with Bible study, your philosophy, you know, because they know what this is about, you know, because I don't want anybody to be offended by, you know, everybody has their opinions about this. This is not what this is about. This is about us coming together, fellowshipping on tonight and presenting what God has given me in this form of art that I have, which is just music. So, yeah, man, I welcome everybody to call in, man, to say, hey, man, good job, or God bless y'all something, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, this is a positive atmosphere, and that's what we try to do every Friday night, is keep a positive atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? So, Angie, can I get a rap out there? Are you on? Angie, you on?
No, she's not. And it's
she's not on?
Not
okay.
Allowing me to. Well, she's there, and it's just like she may have to hang up and call in again as well because it seems like, you know, the devil is busy today, but we are not going to let him deter us at all.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try this again. I'm gonna sign back out and see if I can't sign back in again. So keep on talking, Lee. Thank you.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Oh, you know me, I can talk. Yeah, man. So yeah, it's the holidays, man. Everybody's, you know, getting ready to celebrate, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of course, and I know a lot of people say, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season, but not just the season, but for every day. You know what I'm saying? So let's keep that in mind, man. Let's not let tomorrow pass and then we forget about who he is till next year. You know what I'm saying? So it's important that, you know, we maintain our relationship and our thoughts on him and with him daily. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm hoping everybody has a good time with your families. I know there's been some ones that have some have passed on. I have some family members that have passed within a couple of weeks or so. Friends have passed away. And so my prayers go out to all those in bereavement today worldwide, for all of the bereavement. You know, my heart goes out to you all and everything. And, you know, just know that God is with you, man, and he could definitely bring you some peace. You know what I'm saying? And that's on the strength, and that's for sure. That's word right there. Yeah, man. So I know I'm looking forward on tomorrow, Lord willing, to, just kick back a little bit, you know, and spend some time with my wife, of course, man, and just kind of kick back, man, and relax, you know, and enjoy the day. You know, everybody's got their food going on probably right now, so we try to get this music. You know, this is live radio, y'all, so sometimes this happens. You know, so, we want to get this music going for y'all, so while you're in there cooking your ham and your turkey and your dressing or your pies and all that, we want, you know, y'all can be listening to this music and y'all can be in there, you know, doing what you're doing in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? While you listen to Gullah Soul music. And for those of you listening right now, you know, y'all can listen to me talk while you're in there cooking. You know what I'm saying? So you can still get Gullah Soul. Yeah, man. So, I'm ready to whatever's going to happen tonight. I know it's going to be good. It's going to be positive. It's going to be right on point. You know, so we're having some technical difficulties. Yeah, that's the word, y'all. Technical difficulties right now.
With the setup tonight.
But we'll just keep on. We'll just keep on. We'll make it a talk show tonight if I got to.
Yeah. I'm gonna improvise. If that's what we have to do, hey, because it's just something. I don't know what is the deal today.
We'll just make it a talk show tonight. We'll just make it a talk show. This show right here, man, it's like I've learned in all my years of broadcasting, when things like this happen, you know, you don't shut down. When I was working at a TV station, my boss, that's one thing he could not deal with is dead air. You know, when you have dead air.
That's right.
You know, that's the worst kind of space you could have on radio is dead air. And so, you know, we can make this a talk show tonight and talk about some things that are positive. Talk about some things that are positive. You know, so I'm gonna get a rap out of Ms. Inez right now. I'm gonna you know what, y'all, check this out worldwide. I'm going to interview Ms. Inez. Y'all, you know what? I'm going to interview Ms. Inez tonight. So I'm not even worried about the music. I'm not worried about everything. You know what? I believe this right here. Sometimes things do happen for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And people that listen to this radio broadcast, I don't use scripts. You know, she writes them out, you know, the format, da 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 da. But you know what? This is really awesome Gullah Soul music vault. So it's like, you know, we just wing this. We're going to wing this, man. You know what I'm saying? So for those of you that have been listening to Miss Inez all this time, and some of y'all might be saying, okay, we here give her business address and this, this, and that, you know, but what is Miss Inez function? What does she do? And you know what? And I was talking to Angie, and we was talking, and she said, "Well, it's Inez, you know, to hook me up with some of her fashion." I said, "That's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bless you with that. I'm gonna help bless you with that anyway. I want to see her with a new look." You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Miss Inez is a fashion designer, yeah. And I know y'all heard that. Every time she comes on the show, and she does a plug, and you know what I'm saying? And so tonight, you know, let's not make it all about Lee off the Fellow Soul Music and Sis until we get this music going. But for right now, I'm going to interview Miss Inez. Can I get the witness out there? Everybody in agreement? I know y'all. I know y'all. Y'all on the show. So, Miss Inez, you're a fashion designer. You're a professional.
Yeah.
Fashion designer. I've seen your work, and as a matter of fact, I'm gonna have her hook me up. I have some ideas. I ain't gonna share y'all with this in my head. You know what I'm saying? Because I want my stuff to be one of a kind. And so, Miss Inez wanna hook me up with some my own design of Gullah Soul, my Gullah Soul style. And so, Miss Inez has been doing this for quite some time. I wanna let her tell us. How long you been doing this? How long you been doing this? What inspired you to go this direction with your life, with this career?
I have been doing this since the eighth grade, actually, when we had that home ec class, you know, where people were making pillows and aprons or whatever else. Well, of course I had to do something difficult. And I still remember it was a two-piece, like, tennis outfit, a top and a pair of shorts with the little pleats in the front and so on and so forth. I still remember that. I had difficulties, and I said, "Mom, I don't know what I'm doing." So I had taken it home. Well, see, my mom sewed, and so that's what got me inspired to sew. She used to make clothes for us, and she'd lay them at the end of our bed when we were younger. So I thought we had a cloth fairy. You know, you had the shoe fairy. You know how the little shoe, elves came and would make the clothes. And, well, I thought the same thing. I was stupid. I was just naive, I guess you want to call it. And so that's what I started doing. I just started sewing, and then I started doing people's prom clothes, guys. Tuxedo pants, you know, and with the tuxedo jackets and my clothes. I'd make clothes on the weekend and then wear them throughout the week. And when I was working and everything, "Oh, did you make that?" "Yeah, I made this weekend." "What? This weekend?" That type of thing. And so then I made debutante dresses, wedding dresses, bridesmaids dresses. Then I got deep into it. See, I was working this whole time, so it wasn't my it was my passion, but it wasn't my income. I worked for IBM for 16 years, and then I got laid off of there. So then my father made me a sewing room, which is 40 by 40, when I was living in Washington State. Yeah, which was a two-car garage underneath, and then I had my sewing room on top. And so for 7 months I was out of work, so I thought I was just going to be a fashion designer and head to New York and do whatever I was going to do. Well, then I got a job with Blue Cross. So I worked there for 10 years, and then I got married, and then I moved to Florida. So I've been here in Florida, going on 17 years. I think 17 years in January. So I just kind of started taking off there. Then when you get here, you know, people don't know who you are, so you're up and coming. You're not here. You're up and coming, so you have to prove yourself. So I was doing fashion shows 2 and 3 a weekend sometimes to get myself, quote unquote, out there so I wouldn't be up and coming anymore. So then I got another job, another couple of jobs actually. Then I was working for this place called Sage, which turned into Viterra, which turned into Greenway. And I was there for 11 years, 11 and a half years, actually, until COVID came, and then I got furloughed. So now what I'm doing at the age of that I am, I thought I was going to tell you how old I was, huh? I just decided I'm not going to go back to work. I'm going to continue to be a fashion designer and get to New York Fashion Week. And so my wear is in New York Fashion Week. So the name Anais Dalkoo is my grandmother's name, so I'm paying homage to her. And so it just sounds so, it just rolls off of my tongue. It just sounds so, I won't say sexy because she wasn't sexy. She was a very Christian woman. So, but the name was just so rich in, you know, in everything. So I said, you know what? I want to use Anais Dalkoo. So now I have Les Maisons de Anais Dalkoo, which is the house of Anais Dalkoo, which I was named after my grandmother. So here, that's basically the story of who I am.
That mm-hmm. name, that's French.
Uh-huh.
Is my correct?
Okay, that is
so
correct. Mm-hmm.
Is this down in like Louisiana, or is that?
Yes.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
New Orleans,
cool. So
exactly. Yes.
New Orleans. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
I know some
mm-hmm.
people say. I know some people say New Orleans, but I know a lot of us, they got Creole, we just say Nawlins. Yeah,
Nawlins,
we just say Nawlins.
Yes,
yeah, like that, Nawlins.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
So it's like, Nawlins. Yeah. So for those of you listening worldwide, man, this is
mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
History all tied up to the business, man, down that Nawlins. And so I know we got people now that listen to over in
mm-hmm.
France especially, and I know Louisiana too. And so, for all, I mean, I'm listening to Ms. Inez tonight, man, you know, and she speaks that, you know, she could do, I mean, her dialect, enunciation of that French language, man, is like, it's like smooth. It's very smooth. And so,
mm-hmm.
I know I tried to do a promo using that one time,
mm-hmm.
trying to say it. And then I remember, man, I couldn't say it right. I said, that's all right. That's my gullet tongue. So So your family is primarily from Louisiana, right? Or is that
my mother is from New Orleans. My father is from, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah, he's from Mississippi. So he's, I'll say, from a country, and she's, I won't say country, but city, like country mouse, city mouse type of thing. But they met in California. My father was in the service, so that's how they met. So they got married, and they moved up to Washington State, and that's where we lived for, I was in Washington State for 50-plus years, I guess. And then I got married and I moved here to, moved to Tampa. So that's where I reside now. But yes.
So you get to see some of your family often that still reside in Louisiana, or do you get to frequent them often? No.
Mm-mm. No, you know how, I don't know why people in the South do not like to travel. Oh, y'all can come on down and visit us. Y'all can come up here in the north to visit us too. The phone lines and the roads go both ways. You can come up here, but they didn't like to travel.
Right.
We would always come down. We would always go down to visit them. So now I'm a traveler. Mm. You may find me in one place.
Yeah, I know you all
in Atlanta.
Yeah,
one
day. I know you all up in ATL.
Yeah.
Like
last week, I was in Atlanta because I had brought some clothes for a donation. I drove two hours to Augusta, delivered the clothes to Augusta, drove back to Atlanta not too long after, then drove back to Tampa. I had a funeral to attend. Then I had a birthday party to attend. Then I had worked in concessions at the Bucks station, at the Bucks football game. Now I'm back here in the ATL, so as long as my car moves, I groove. So that's how that goes.
I hear you, man. I hear you over there. Yeah. See, I'm supposed to be coming back home to GA, hopefully, Lord willing, in the spring. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, I mean, and then your roots, I know, and we know that now, for those of you that listen to Ms. Inez on this on the broadcast, you know, so do you find yourself at times, you know, maintaining your roots as far as the cuisine and the different
foods?
Yeah.
The spicier, the better. I know y'all going to laugh at me, but I found that, no, my mom got me the seasoning called Slap Your Mama. Yes, that's what it's called, Slap Your Mama.
Yeah.
And I have found it at Walmart now. So, I mean, the spicier, the better. Some gumbo, some jambalaya, some, what else? Anything you could think of that's spicy, please bring it to me. The hotter, the spicier. I don't care. I don't care what it is, but I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what it is. Some crawfish, crawdads, whatever you, mud bugs, whatever you want to call them things, you know, have some crab boil. Cow, please.
My see, mama back in Georgia now, Sea Island Creole is where we from down there. And, you know, it's not a lot of spicy, but, we, you know, we cook the same way just like y'all do. And I mean, my uncles and them, they would get like a croaker sack full of oysters. They would come off the boat, and they would fry the pit up and throw them the croaker sack full of oysters on there and roast them oysters.
Okay.
And we'll pop them right out of the shell and eat them like that.
The Rock Bay oysters, I think they're called, something like that.
Well, off the Atlantic. Out the Atlantic, where we at, the Atlantic is right there on the Sea Island, but it's St. Thomas Island, the area right there in Brunswick. So they were coming off the boats over there, and they would come in. We were in Darien, Georgia, and they would come in, and they would have croaker sacks full of oysters, man. And they would throw them oysters on that pit and smoke them oysters like that and get out there with a knife and just pop them open, eat them like that there. Yeah, man. So it's like,
what do you put?
You know, so I'm familiar with the kind of food y'all eat. But I don't eat it as spicy.
He said
but,
y'all.
You know, Because
I think Cajuns like it more spicy than they do.
A lot of people don't know that. Cajun and Creole are two different things. You know, you eat Cajun, man. Let me tell you something, man. That's gonna light you up.
That's what
I can't eat the Cajun
up.
Food.
I mean, I get I like those ghost peppers. I like anything hot, anything that's going to burn your stomach. It doesn't burn my stomach. It don't bother me. I said, can I get them ghost peppers right there and some wasabi? Anything, the stuff that makes your hair just, some horseradish that makes your hair stand up and your sweat beads off your face. I hear you laughing at me, Miss Angie.
Friend of mine, I had cooked some food. Man, that meat was so hot. Man, my teeth was hot. Tongue was hot.
Your teeth.
Mouth was hot. Everything. Nose hot. I was like, man, why you do this, man? You don't need to put all that hot stuff in the food, man.
But that's what we do. But the thing is, it's good for your, I don't know, I can't talk about everybody else's stomach, but I don't get sick. I mean, I don't think anything can survive in my stomach. I'm serious, because I just eat cayenne pepper straight. I put cayenne in my smoothies. I know y'all going to think I'm crazy. I put cayenne in my smoothies. Oh, yes, sir.
I'm going to ask you this question real quick. I had a caller a while back. I was talking to on another deal, and he was asking me about grits, right? So he asked me, you know, by me being from the Deep South, you know, he asked me, do I put sugar on my grits or no?
I said, no,
man, I don't put no sugar on no grits. No, man, we don't do that. So do you put sugar on your grits?
Cuss word, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Sugar on my grits. A cuss word, no.
Nah, man. If you can put sugar on your grits, you might as well get some mouthful meal.
Some cream of wheat something, but no. No.
Yeah, man.
No, that's not kosher. Mm-mm.
No, man, you're from the South, man. What are you putting sugar on the grits for? Yeah, man.
Because they don't have
some of y'all might be listening to this like saying, what is they talking about? What is they, man, we just talking down home. We just talking down home, just, you know, plain, well, you know, just talking, conversating, a positive atmosphere and everything else, man. You know, so it's like, you know, those that know me personally, you know, I keep it real. I ain't got a bottle of hot karate in my closet right now.
What's that?
You remember hot karate? The cologne in the beginning of that commercial?
Yes.
Yeah, the hot karate.
Well, we were talking about hot sauces. I thought you said hot karate. That's what I said. What is that?
No.
You said high karate. Hi-ya! Kung fu! Hi-ya! Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man.
Yes, man.
We just keep it real on here, man. I told some friends of mine, you know, some of us, we try to mind trip like back in the day, this, and that.
Uh-huh.
So I said, man, I got a ball of high karate. Yeah, like, man, where you get a ball of high karate from? Yeah, man. I got some high karate in there, man. I keep it real. Yeah, man.
And some Old Spice. You can call me Old Spice, shoot, as old as I am, shoot. You can call me Old Spice. But we do have our music back, so that's a good thing. God is a good God. I had to sign out everything and then sign back in. But we are good. We are good. We are flying high now with some high karate kicks and everything else. Yes, but, you know, God takes care of us. But we do have a caller that... A number that I'm not familiar with, I've seen, but it's like the last four is 5951. If you want to greet us today, caller 5951. Let's see if we can get this thing. Would you like to greet us today? Tell us who you are and where you're from, or if you're just listening. Hello, 5951. Caller with those last four. It's a 727 number. Okay,
we just keep moving.
That's fine. No, I'm just making sure. But yeah, I do have a little bit of music playing in the background. But we wanted to do some Lee's number ones and then some. That's what we're doing today. Lee's number ones and then some. So we have some number one songs. What I'm playing in the background is What Peace Feels Like. That's been a number one song for a while. And I don't know if you can hear it that well, but I'll just turn up just a tad bit.
Yeah, I hear it.
It's just a nice.
Yeah, I hear it real low.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I hear it low.
There you go. And that's what we're doing today is some number one songs. I'm going to turn it down just a tad bit so we could hear ourselves. So that's one of our first number one songs. And then we're going to also celebrate Jesus was another one of his number one songs, I believe. And as we are getting ready to have Christmas tomorrow, we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ everywhere. So what we usually do is we talk about the songs that Lee has written. I mean, he knows what the song's about, but it's always good to know why he comes up with these songs. So if you want to tell us about Celebrate Jesus, Lee?
Yeah, basically, this is a song just basically, you know, reminding us to celebrate Jesus Christ, man. Don't celebrate him from year to year. You know what I'm saying? I believe, you know, a lot of people get caught up in this year-to-year thing. You know, a lot of people don't think about anything about Jesus Christ till this time of year. They don't think about it until next year. But it's an everyday thing.
Right.
But the Word of God teaches that. The Word of God teaches us to give thanks to God, you know, and honoring him and celebrating the life of Jesus Christ, the way we live, the way we act, the way we treat one another. That's how we celebrate him. A lot of people think it's about, you know, no, It's about the way we treat one another. That's how you you celebrate Jesus for real. And I'm talking on the spiritual level. It's how we treat one another. It's how we love one another.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
the love of Christ is
mm-hmm.
in you. Spiritually, that's what you're going to do. You're going to act like him.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate Jesus, man. Yeah. It's spiritual.
There you go. There you go. Celebrate Jesus. So that's going to be our first song today. Celebrate Jesus.
We all
should be celebrate every day the same way, all are jovial and happy. You won't have to worry about being sad and depressed, if you ask
mm-hmm.
me.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, just celebrate Jesus. Celebrate. We get to do that today, tomorrow, the next day, and day after that. And because, you know, a lot of people didn't make it to today. As a matter of fact, I had a friend of mine who just passed on the 21st who used to have the radio station. They found her pass away at her home by herself.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys just got to thank God every day that you are alive and live every day like it's your last day, because you never know. You never know when your last day is going to be. God knows. But I have to tell y'all this story. I've got to tell y'all this story. She was on the phone with another minister, and this apostle came to the minister's house. And the apostle said, if you don't stop smoking, you're going to be gone before Christmas. And she heard what the apostle said. This is an apostle now. And she heard what he said, but she said, oh, you know, I've been doing this for so long, blah, 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 blah. Well, now she's gone. So when someone gives you a message that is of God, what should you do?
Listen.
Heed the word. You know, you know if you're doing something wrong. If you can't breathe and, you know, someone's telling you, you know, if you don't stop, you're not going to be here, and you know you want to be here, listen.
Yeah.
You know, so we get to celebrate, you know, we get to celebrate and be thankful that we are here so that we can hear these stories to make us wiser for future, you know.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't believe in apostles and don't believe in this, but if someone who doesn't even know you comes out of from wherever and tells you, hey, stop what you're doing because it's not good for you.
I like to say someone that know as well because a lot of people don't know, but I'm an apostolic movement myself, and so it's like you know, the thing is, what a lot of people don't understand is that you know, in the fivefold ministry, the apostle, you know, is that one. So I'm saying that, you know, when you get to that level, a lot of people just, you know, when they look at the pastor or the evangelist, the teacher, all of those, God gave the church that five gifts to the church. And it's like you were saying, a lot of people don't believe that when a man or woman of God comes to you and God is speaking to that one's mind. Now, people at my church, they can tell anybody. My wife, everybody can tell everybody. Some things she don't tell me. Something nobody at church tells me, and God would use you would speak to my mind and speak to my heart and say some things and come right back. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Blah blah blah. So it's like, you know, I learned a long time ago when someone, people have to believe. You have to believe that the apostolic anointing. That's what it's about. People have to believe that the apostolic anointing is still here. You know what I'm saying? And so when one moves as an apostle, that apostolic anointing upon them to prophetically tell you something, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's like you don't take heed to it. You know, you don't take heed to that warning or whatever God is trying to tell you. And, you know, and end up suffering the consequences. And so that's why I had to add that on that note right there because, you know, I don't – and that's why I tell people when they call in, and I don't broadcast it all the time, but yes, I am an apostle.
Right.
That's what I do. That's why I have the ministry I have. I'm able to do my music the way I do it because I'm versatile. Being an apostle in the pulpit and being out here in the streets, on the road, doing what I'm doing with music ministry, I have to be versatile. I have to be able to minister to everybody. And so that's why I tell people when they call in, please don't call in with your personal opinions
nonsense
about what people ought to do, this, that, and other, or your theology or whatever you believe, because that's not what this is about. Because everybody has their thing. And so, so that's why when God gives me this music and I do it my way, it's to be able to minister to everybody in the way that he's given to me, my method. And so that's why I had to tie on to that because what you said is so very true. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, and I'm glad you added that because, you know, people don't know the different levels of what people do. You know, people speak in tongues, people lay hands on, and people have other gifts and talents and stuff. But, you know, when God gives you what he gives you, can't nobody take that away from you, regardless.
Yeah.
Can't nobody take that away from you. So y'all better listen. If someone tells you and then you say, oh, God didn't tell me that, well, that's because a lot of times God tells you things, but you don't listen. You don't heed the word.
And you know,
so a stranger
also
will have to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then also people understand when they say God didn't tell me nothing, do you ever, and I had to learn this when I was younger. I had to listen when I was younger. If God is not telling you anything, you know, where are we? Where's our position with God? Because when you're in position with God, you should be hearing from him. So I learned that. I had to learn that the hard way. Is that, you know, my mother and different ones, they were always giving prophetic words. And then I got to the point to where spiritually I had to grow up and stop wearing diapers spiritually, you know.
Right.
And grow up spiritually so that way I can have a relationship with God for myself personally so I can hear from him.
Right.
So I can hear what he
wants
to say to me. And that's why a lot of people don't understand. That's why a lot of people don't believe, because when God sends somebody to you, a lot of people don't believe it. Because, oh, well, God didn't tell me. Yeah, he is telling you. He's sending this person right there in your face to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
Yeah. God is speaking. God is not going to come down in a poof of smoke and lightning and get in your face. No. He has people down here that will come to you.
To talk
he gives
to
them
you.
A word to bring to you. And if you know where you are, whether you're on his side or not on his side, you know where you are. I knew where I was at.
Correct.
So what I'm saying?
Right,
so when people came to me, my mother, whoever was, prophetically told me something that I knew I was jacked up in my ways, and I knew that was God speaking to them to speak to me, because I was too hard-headed to listen to his voice for myself personally. Come on, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My mom is kind of the same. I think, you know what? I think it's something special with either Gullah or Creole people. They have that special, seems like, connection with God, because my mom, she could tell us things, you know, before they would happen. It wasn't scary, but you'd get used to it. But then she'd have dreams, and I'd have to interpret her dreams for her.
Yeah, man.
Thing.
I grew up with that.
You know? See, and so people don't, it says, like, how did you know? It's like, well, you know, sometimes you know, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
But then God tells us, and people don't believe, oh, yeah, you're full of baloney. Okay, if that's how you feel, you can keep those words if you want to, but I'm trying to tell you what I know, that I know that I know. So.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, the word says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the same thing.
Right.
The same way God was moving way back in the David and Goliath days, the same way he was moving back then with Job is the same way he's moving now. He don't change. He's still using people.
Mm-hmm.
He's still using people to do his will that want to be used by him. See, that's the thing. You got to be wanted to God. You have to want God to use you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
people
say, yeah, Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Hey, man, I used to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, use me. And I do already, man. I'm still doing my junk. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be willing to allow God to use you, man. You have to allow him to do it.
Right. And there's that song, Ordinary People. God uses plain, ordinary people to do his work. You know, he doesn't send anybody in these bright, shining things and everything. He just uses people like you and me to tell the word, you know, just like him. He wasn't, you know, he was a glowing light, but yet he wasn't all, you know, he didn't have the gold and everything like, you know, Ramses and all these other people and pharaohs and stuff. He was just a plain, ordinary man.
That says in the book of Isaiah, when Isaiah prophesied that, in the book of Isaiah, he said that he would have no comeliness about him. Meaning when he came, when Jesus Christ came, he wasn't going to have all, he wasn't going to be around here flossing, this and that. Having no comeliness about him means exactly that. And so a lot of times I think people get mixed up with they're being blessed with the clothing that they floss or whatever they do, this and that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, that don't mean you're blessed. That just means your paycheck helped you to buy that stuff.
Okay. There you go.
Prove me wrong, then. Prove me wrong. Quit your job today. And see how much you're going to floss next week.
See what's going to happen.
See what's going to happen. Quit your job and then go tell that man you owe the mortgage to, the company, God going to pay the bill for me. Go down there. Yeah, if you don't believe me, quit your job and go down there when you're trying to make your car payment. Oh, no, God going to make the payment for me today. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Right,
it's your paycheck. I had to learn that. It's your paycheck. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people got to understand that this tool a blessing and what your paycheck gets you. Yeah, man.
Yes, that's the truth. Because I don't have a full-time job, And I get kind of nervous sometimes. It's like, okay, am I going to be able to, you know, survive? Am I going to? But, you know, as long as you have God in your life, he makes a way. Just like he put the
money. He makes a way,
yes. Just like he put the money in the fish's mouth and, you know, told him, go get the money from the fish and pay your tithes and everything. The same thing. You know, little things that come to me is like, okay, don't worry. Don't stress. God is going to take care of you. And I have to remember that myself. I have to do that. I have to remember that myself.
Yeah, man. You know,
sometimes right, that human side comes up. And it's like, no, okay, I'll be all right.
You know what? I just want to share this testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So many times, either I've gone to the store and you go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like when you are anointed and you're truly blessed with God's favor, I've gotten so
mm-hmm.
used to that. It's just breathing. I go to the store, and I come back, and I told her, and she's like, what is all that? I said, I walked in the store, and they had these ribeyes on sale for like $3.
Right.
That was the only one left up in there, and I went over there at that time, and she'll go to the store, and then comes back with the stuff. Honey, let me tell you what happened. Da, 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 da. And the guy went ahead and marked it down, this, and that, and other. This happens all the time. I go to the restaurant, we go out to eat somewhere. Yeah, we go out to the restaurant and eat. Gentlemen come up. Sir, I know you're not a senior citizen, but you know what? I'm going to give you a senior citizen discount today. Okay, God bless you, bro. Thank you.
Right.
This happens all the time.
And
I go get a dessert. Yeah, it happens all the time. I get a dessert. I want one dessert. We went somewhere to a restaurant. It was a barbecue place, and they had some desserts. And I said, well, let me try that one. They come out and give me five, six different desserts. We said, well, you know what? Since you can't make up your mind, so we're just going to give you all these. That's all we're thinking.
See, man. See, y'all need to live like Lee. That's my new motto, live like Lee, LLL.
Faith is all I know, man. Faith in God is all I know.
Yes.
You know what, y'all?
Yes.
Y'all listen to me.
Yes.
Look, I had one of my trucks fixed. Now check this out. I had one of my trucks. One of my trucks had I believe it was my front end had went out, and some other stuff went out on my truck. The guys at the shop, they told me, they said, Lee, if you just have your wife bake a cake and one of your sweet potato pies, just fix it.
Mm.
Who gets their truck fixed? Y'all better listen to me out there worldwide. This ain't no, I'm not playing. This is for real. I've got my vehicles fixed. I've got my vehicles fixed. And all these dudes wanted from me, Lee, can you make me one of your sweet potato pies? Could you have your wife make us one of those 7-pound cakes? And we'll fix it for you.
Not the 7-up pounds. Ooh, I'm coming to get me one of them. One of them there.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man. Y'all better listen to what I'm saying. It ain't like I'm broke. It ain't like I'm broke now.
No.
But God saw fit and say, no, I'm going to move somebody hard to bless you. Since you know how to bless me, Lee, I'm going to return it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to touch their heart to bless you, and you'll bless them.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
I've
had so much work done on my vehicles. And all these guys, hey, man, fix me a cake. Did you have your wife fix me a 7-pound cake, and I'll fix it for you? Stuff like
that's
that.
That's a bribe right there. That's a bribe.
Come on, man.
Bribe. That's all that is. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And that leads us to our next song, Jesus So Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
That's number one, another one of his number one hits, Jesus So Right.
Man.
Let's play Jesus
So
Right. And we'll talk. Well, we're already talking about Jesus So Right, so we just going to play the song. Here you go.
I love you always, thinking of you. Lord, you're mine, oh mine. With you, I'm doing just fine.
Yeah.
You fill my soul with peace. Oh, such a sweet relief. I abide in you, and you abide in me.
Ain't nobody
do me the way
Jesus is so right. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
And our next number one song is Water. I think this is such a pretty song. And that's taken from John 4:10-15. If you would open your Bibles to that, I'm just messing with you. But you want to talk about water, John? For laughing, Angie. I'm just saying. You open up your Bible to John 4:10-15, and it talks about the living water.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, Lee. Yeah. Go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, man. That's basically it, man. But when I listen to this song, you know, it's basically what it's talking about is Jesus Christ, the living water. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's like, you know, that's the only one I know, man. You know, you can't save yourself. You can't deliver yourself. It's him. It's all him, man. So it's
that's
like
right. All him.
You know, when I got the living water in me, man, like the Bible says, man, mm-hmm. out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, man. That's him.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about him. Yeah, man, that's what the word of God is talking about. Him. He's the word of God. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about him. And so, yeah, man,
yes.
For those of you who haven't drank the living water yet, man, it ain't too late, man. If you listen to this broadcast, it's not too late. It's not too late, man. Hey, I'm drawing from the well that never runs dry. Never. I'm drawing from a well that will never, ever run dry. That's the living water, man. Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Yeah, man, for sure.
That's right. 3 L's, live like lean. You won't have nothing to worry about. You get free dinners, free food, free car fixing. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, man. Let's toss me a pie. That's it, man. Pie and a cake.
Let's
toss
me a pie or 7-Up pound cake. Oh, goodness. Yes.
Yeah, I
here
tell
we
people
go.
That story.
Water
it's like
that.
They can't fathom it. Yeah, man.
There you go. Can't fathom. You know.
Ooh, that water.
Water.
That water. Oh. Fill my cup and let it overflow.
Overflow, yeah.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm drawing from the well that will never run dry. I drink of him and I'll never thirst again. So I'll drink right here. I'll take my sip. Excuse me, y'all, while I take my sip. Ooh, that water, that water, that living water. Jesus, oh, you beautiful soul. My Jesus. My Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer, my friend, I can't live without you. I got to have it in my life. I just can't make it without you. You are my everything, yeah, and everything is you. So come on, y'all, come on, take a drink with me right here. Yeah, come on, y'all, take a drink
come on,
with me.
Come on.
Come on, take
come
a
on.
Drink. Come on. I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, and I'm caught up in you. I ain't gonna let you go, because you abide in me, and I abide in you. Such a sweet surrender. Yes, you are. You are the bright morning star. Lily of the valley. The beauty of holiness. Personified, yeah. You are the word of God. The word gives life. And life is beautiful.
That's that water, that living water. Yes, sir. Oh, taste and see.
Yeah, man.
Ooh. Yes, and you wonder why that song is number one. And how many times did it hit number one?
Several times, man. You know, when I'm coming on these tracks, man, I'm making sure the word I'm talking about is scripturally correct in what I'm saying, you know.
Right.
And my Gullah Soul style, you know, of course, but I got to make sure I don't care if it's my love songs, Song of Solomon concepts, whatever I'm doing, I make sure that whatever I'm saying, you know, it might be in my way, you know what I'm saying, in my words, but I'm going to make sure that whatever I'm saying aligns up with the word, man. So, yeah, I want to thank y'all out there on NumberOneMusic.com for making this song right here several times, number one, in your hearts, man. Thank y'all very much out there. Much love. Yeah. Yeah.
As we were playing tonight.
That's my applause track over there. Yeah. My applause track, Edge over there with that applause track.
His number ones and then some. And the next one is, for the most part, you know, it's like, you know, you hear him, oh man, so you know it's a good song. Okay. Angie, I don't know if you want to comment on for the most part, but hey, since you're out there just giggling, you know, because I know y'all in love and everything, but for the but for the most part, I don't know how to even describe it.
Mellow music.
As many times as you know what? I'm gonna let it play and let the people say. Yes, a mellow music for the most part. Yes, here we go. For the most
part,
that part. See right there.
You see the love in me. Can you feel my heart? Or is it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams, how I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes, the way you look at me? You seem so mesmerized. Could it be the way I sing this song? Describe the way I feel, how much my love is for real. For the most part, I give you my heart. I give you all my time. So just relax your mind. For the most part, all my love, I love you for free. Could it be you see the love in me? Can you feel my heart? Or is it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? Tell you all my dreams, I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes, the way you look at me? You seem so mesmerized. Now could it be the way I sing this song? Describe the way I feel, how much my love is for real. For the most part, I give you my heart. I give you all my time. So just relax your mind. For the most part, I give you all of me. You get it. have all my love. I love you for free.
For the most part,
okay.
So easy, so pretty. For the most part. If I had someone who wrote for me like that, I'd love them to death too, Angie.
I'd love them.
For the most part, anyway, huh? That is just, it's just so smooth, just so mellow. Just, you know, you can just listen to that, and it never, you'll never get tired of it. I can see why it's number one, because, you know, it's just smooth, easy to listen, and just the words are so simple. Just for the most part. You know, something just plain and simple. Now, this next song is a little bit more, how do I want to say? I won't say gritty, but it's Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. As Lee had described this song before, it's just like, you know, this ain't no love in the heart of the city. Why isn't there no love in the heart of the city? Tell me why there's no love in the heart of the city.
Because the heart of the city need to have the heart of God. I mean, that's it.
Come on.
You know, everybody talk about, you know, the Jesus Christ is reading for the season, okay. Like I always say, don't let it be for just this one day. You know what I'm saying? And then you forget about it until next year. Come on, man. This is every day. You know, and you know, God says in the Word, I have no other gods before me. And I believe that's what's happening.
Right.
People making gods out of everybody and everything else, putting everything else and everybody else first, you know, before Him. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a few of us out here loving. Yeah, but we need everybody to love. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and so that, you know, so yeah, man. So, if you're loving out there, you know, keep on loving, man. Keep on spreading the love, man. Keep on spreading the love of Christ, man. That's what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? To be that example. You know what I'm saying? But ain't no love in the heart of the city, man. You know, it's a lot of folks crying these days because these senseless murders and these things that's going on, man, nowadays, and the things that is going on right now, man, and you know, it's rough out here right now. We know this, but the only one that can deliver us is God. We have to turn to God and say, like I said, in the Word. You know what I'm saying?
We
can't put our trust in politicians and all that. They are not God. They can't fix this.
No.
God is the only one that can fix this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when people start getting that. Processed in the mind, in the spirit, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, I believe that that's when, you know, we can start seeing a change. But, man, come on. God is the one that's sitting on the throne that has the power to change all this. He said that in his word. If we return from our wicked ways, repent. And you know what I'm saying? And leave all this, you know, and Jesus even said, not the little things of the world, bottom line. So, yeah, man. So so we just got to stay faithful, man, and for those of us that are trusting in God, keep on trusting in Him, man. Just keep your hand in His hand, for real. Yeah, man.
Yes. Keep your hand in His hand, because ain't no love in the heart of the city. But if you put love in the heart of the city, you will have no problems whatsoever. Ain't no love in the heart of the city.
Help me, please. Give me strength. Help me to be strong. Hold my hand, ain't no love, and my poor child is gone. Yeah. In the heart of the city. Show love when we can. We all need to make a change. Daddy tried to be all he can, working till the sun go down and moving like Superman. Come on brothers, we can't make it unless we try. Feet don't fail me now, I ain't got time to cry. In the heart of the city, show love when we can. In the heart of the city, we all need to make a change. When you look at me, tell me what do you see? Is there a possibility that our minds can be free? Pray for me, I'll pray for you. Let's give love a try. Lord, wipe the tears from my eyes.
You need to make that change. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You got to make that change. If not, everything is going to be death and devastation.
Because until you can get that love in that heart, and to me this song is like, ain't no love in the heart of the city. Is like, the person is like the city to me. And if there ain't no love in your heart, you know, it's going to perish. That's how I feel. I don't know if that's what
you
mean.
Yeah, you know, that's a good analogy, dynamic right there, man. You know, that metaphor right there that you use on that. You know, because like I said, you know, the word that the church is us. You know what I'm saying? People go to the building, but the church is us as individuals.
Right.
And you look and you take the city as a metaphor. It's the same thing.
A
lot of times people are always blaming the other folk, but does anybody ever look at themselves? And maybe the reason why, you know, people react to you or respond to you in a certain way, it's not because you're this angel like you say you are. Sometimes it's
right.
I know people like that. It's always everybody else.
Oh,
but they never look at themselves.
Yeah,
they never look at them. You know, I had to do that. I do that every day. I have to self-examine myself every day to get Lee right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can keep Lee right. The only way I can keep Lee right, I got to walk. I got to order my footsteps according to the Word of God. That's the only way that Lee can maintain this path of righteousness is order my steps according to the Word of God. You know what I'm saying? So you know what, Ms. Idea? I keep Lee in order. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to worry about coming home and causing chaos in my home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I got peace in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
As long as you have that love in your heart, you'll have no problem.
I love peace, man. I love coming home to peace, man.
It's so tranquil. It's like, okay, I had a hard day, and, you know, nobody's going to bother me at home like that and just ride me. It's like, you know, your home is not like that. I don't see that at all. I mean, I see peace and tranquility just like a Zen home. That's how I feel.
You own it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we was in the store one day, and this man was in the store with his wife, and he went to go get a soda. And his wife told him, put that soda back. You don't need no soda. I'm looking. I said, what's that over there? Put that soda back. And you put the soda back, right? So the dude went to pick up the chips or something. And she said, what did I tell you? Didn't I tell you to put that? You don't need nothing? Then the brother going to look over at, you're going to look over at Angie. Talk about, yeah, you know how it is. You said, no, I don't know how it is. We don't do that. You don't do that. You grown man. You can't get your own. You can't get no chips, man. Come on.
But then, you know, she was looking after his health, you know, because sometimes we have to have that little nagging.
Maybe.
I don't know, man. Let me tell you something.
I can't to the day. My wife told me I can get me some new rims. My wife told me I can get some new tires. My wife told me I can go fishing. I'm like, man, now you know how it is, don't you? Nah, bro, I don't deal with that.
She told me. I like that. She told me I could go.
She told me I can get some new tires.
She got a Charlie Brown shirt on with the, you know, with the yellow and the big old zigzag in the middle. Honey, you can leave the house now. Make sure you're in the home box. That's what it sounds like.
That's funny.
Hey, look. Ask a friend of mine with Tom. Hey, bro, you want to go fishing? Yeah, man, let me go check my wife's douche. I said, sorry, bro. You got to do all that. It's all right, man. Hey, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? They said, look. I get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to go fishing. That woman, man, she ain't rolling up till 3:30, 4 o'clock. She know I'm going fishing.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, she when I get back, be safe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Be safe. There you
but
go.
But you got to keep doing it. Come on, man.
You got to have that established, though. Not everybody has that established love relationship. Like, babe, you know, I know you like this and I know you like that. But, you know, it's like, some men will go out, quote unquote, and cheat because, like, you know, my wife don't want to do this and she don't want to do that and my husband don't want to do this. Just ask, you know, hey, I know you like doing this stuff just as long as you're safe and you let me know where you are, I'm good. You know, it's not.
Yeah, that's why you have a dialogue before you get married.
Communicate. Yes.
Communication is the key.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we talked about a whole lot of stuff before we got married because I done been through some stuff. She done been through some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about a whole lot of stuff before we got married. If you talk before you get married and get
you
all this stuff,
issues.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to go home and, you know, you got to ask your wife if you can go buy some shoes. You got to ask if you can buy a pair of pants. You got to ask if you can get school. You got to ask if she can, if you can do this. You got to ask and do that. I don't boss her around. No, I don't. But you know what? The old preacher told me a long time ago. He said, son, you can be the boss without being bossy. And I said, how you do
there
that?
You go.
He said, treat her
communicate
like the Bible say treat her. And you can be the boss without being bossy.
That's right.
Because when
you
treat her the way the world say treat her, she ain't gonna mind going above and beyond to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's
right,
vice versa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's gospel right there. That's gospel right there. And it's not that deep. I mean, and it should be like that. If you love somebody, you want them to know how your well-being is so that their well-being is the same way and that your both
right.
well-beings are on the same platform. Because if not, if it's off kilter, it's like, what are you doing? Where is he? How come he haven't called me?
Mm-hmm.
He don't have his phone off. Why did he turn his phone off? It's like, shoot, you might as well not even go. If that's the case, but as long as you have that communication prior to, you know, prior to, I know my husband, I know where he is, I know I'm safe with him, I know he's not going to go outside of, you know, marital, blah, 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 you know, it's because a lot of people don't have that, and I don't know if they're ashamed or afraid to have that conversation because they're ashamed or afraid of what the answer may be.
Better have a conversation.
But until you ask that question and have that conversation, you won't know. Open up, like you say, that dialogue and have that conversation, you know, because a lot of people can, you know, can stop things dead in their tracks prior to if they would just communicate. Baby, well, I thought that's what's wrong with you. You thought you didn't ask me what I thought and what's on my mind. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways. And who said that? I can't hear you.
God.
Who said that?
God.
The
God.
Lord
God.
Said that. You know, if you ask and talk with me, hey, bro, Lord, I'm not too sure on this situation. What up? And then he'll guide you and converse with you, and you won't have that issue. Same thing with your husband and your wife. You converse, sit down, have those words. And it's like, you know, I know how my husband feels, but I'm just going to ask him just for verification, clarification, because, you know, I don't want no misunderstanding where I'm locked out the house, the keys done changed, you know, locks done changed. It's like, honey, I can't get in the house. That's right. You stay out there with that man you was with. What man? I wasn't with nobody. But I thought, see, that's what's wrong with you. You
cast me like, cast me like, we're going to do studio sessions. And, you know, we be in there, work, all, you know, sometimes we work all the way till the sun come up. And these cats talking about, well, man, can I bring my wife? I said, what you bringing your wife for? Well, your wife, no more ain't coming with me to no studio. What's she going to do, look at me all night? what is she going to do? No more ain't going to try to be up all night with me. You know, with a bunch of knuckleheads in there all night and they're sitting ain't doing nothing.
And then, cats, next thing you know, she's going to be looking
you, man,
at
these
her
cats
watch.
Be tripping. These cats be tripping me out with this stuff. These cats bringing their wives up there, and check this out. When the wives start getting sleepy, then they're looking over at me talking about my wife gets, well, I didn't tell you to bring in the first place.
Hell
you
that
up here working. What you bringing up here for? Yeah, man.
Like I said, she started looking at her watch. How long you going to be?
How long you going to be? Man, come on. Yeah, these cats are tripping me out, man, with that.
That's
ain't nothing but a bunch of dudes up there in the studio, and the wife calling on the phone. Hey, yeah, my wife want to know how much longer we going to be. I said, I'll tell you what, bro, this is what you can do. You can just go on right now. You ain't got to go home.
Right,
you got to get out of here, bro. Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, man, you disturbing me. go to that. Man. I ain't got time for that. Let me tell you something, man.
Right.
I tell cats all the time. A lot of times I'm on the road doing freelance work and stuff. I'm over here. I'm over yonder. I leave out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
She might not see me until late that night or early the next morning. I'm on the road coming back home.
Right.
She ain't ripping around up. She ain't ripping around up in that road with me, man, because a lot of times I only stay in hotels.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the studios and work, and while I'm in there working, I catch a cat nap in between. I'm ready to get back on the road and get on back. I got stuff to do.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, man, you know, well, like you say, you gotta have a dialogue before you walk down that aisle and get things lined out. Yeah, man.
Right. That's correct. That's correct.
I have understanding.
That is that's so true. You gotta have that understanding. That's right. That is right. That is so right. That is so right. Well, let's bring some 1970s theme music, some number one 1970s theme music in here.
Yeah,
and let's get this on a lively note, because, you know, we this is the reason for the season is Jesus, okay? But he still let us, you know, have some fun on the side, too. So we're going to do some 1970s theme music, and we can talk about it on the flip side. Here we go. Number one. God's got a master plan.
All the time.
Plain and simple. Every day, all day. Yes, sir. Every day, all day. Yes. And, now you know what song is next. It's a number one song. It's been number one quite a few times. how you do that? So amazing. Ding, 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 Angie, she got it. Yes, sir, that is my song. I've been waiting for that song all night long. It's like, yeah, how you did that? You're just so amazing. Yes, 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 I love. And you said that you won't. You. It's not that you didn't like the song, but it's like, Now look at it. How many times has this made number one? How many times has it climbed the chart?
Yeah, this probably the most most number one picked song off my playlist. This one here, Master Blaster.
See that?
I done lost count on it. It's been number one so many times, and it's probably the most popular number one off of my playlist on N1M. Yeah, man. Thank y'all out there. Thank y'all. Yeah.
And how you do that there, though?
Yeah, man.
I'm just going to let y'all hear this song. All you first timers, you're going to love it. You're going to make it number one for the next few weeks. We're trying to get him to 500,000 views on his profile. He's at over 475,000 right now. We're going to pray that he makes another 25 within the next week. You know, God will make a way. And if not, he's close. So, you know, it's okay, because it's been less than a year that he's gotten to this many views on his profile, y'all. Thank you to y'all, all y'all, every one of y'all, all y'all.
Yeah.
You know, how you say it in Gullah? How you say it in Gullah? Every one? How you say it? Everybody, all y'all. How do you say all y'all, everybody?
Oh, all of y'all. All of y'all, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, all of you.
All of y'all. Yeah, all of y'all. Yeah, man. All of y'all.
Yes. So, first time listeners, you are in for a massive blast of blast. You will love it. It's like one of them head bobbing songs. So, you know what? I'm going to just hush up and play my number one favorite song, Massa Blaster, because how do you do that there? Because you're so amazing.
Yeah, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio. Woo! I'm your host, Lee Alston. Yeah, I'm about to take you on a musical journey right now. Free your mind right now, man. Just come along with me on this one. Vibe with me. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good, for real. So why don't y'all come on and ride with me on this one. We'll be right back.
how you do that there. My song right there. It's so amazing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. That song is just so amazing.
Yeah.
I can't say nothing else about that, but it's one of them good songs. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So now, yes, we get the shout out. So what's our shout out for today, Mr. Lee? Who you want to shout out
today? My big shout out, you know, tonight, you know, giving all praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, first to my Heavenly Father, man, to the Holy Spirit, you know, that's my big shout out for tonight, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, without him, you know, I couldn't do anything what I'm doing right now. You know, so I give all praise to God.
Right.
I give all reverence to God, you know, for giving me this gift to be able to share it with you all and to do what I do. Yeah, man. So a big shout out to you, my Heavenly Father. Big shout out.
Yes. And you, Angie, you want to shout out?
Well, shoot, I'm going to shout out to God, too.
Hello, that person.
Shout out to God for everything that he's done and what he's doing, and also to everyone that's listening, you know, to be safe during this time of year and, you know, just love one another.
Right. And I just want to shout out to Lee and his wife, you know, for just being a couple who is just a couple, you know, that they can be a shining example to people, you know, all around, you know, that God is love, they are love, and they show love. They're not false. They're not, you know, what do you want to call it, hidden. You know, they're just good people, and I just appreciate them allowing me to be in their lives, you know, getting all teary-eyed and everything. But,
glad to have
and just
you.
Being able to, because you're so amazing. but, I mean, and if you go to n1m.com/Lee Alston, they have, like, a lot of the Songs of Solomon that he and she has talked about, and just the concepts about love. And so if y'all have any problems or whatever with love, with your relationship and stuff, go to n1m.com/LEEALSTON and just go down and scroll down, you know, all of his, I don't even know what you want to call it, all of his, mentions, I guess, and see what he's done and all the things. He's got songs, you know, he's got R&B songs, he's got spoken word songs, he's got spiritual songs, he's got anything you can name, jazz, he has Zydeco, he has soul, he has things that are thought-provoking, things that are just, you wouldn't even think of, and he's got, like, massive blasters. So if you just go and look at his profile and see, you know, people he's talked to, other ministers, apostles, he's talked to nurses, Nurse Keisha, I believe is what we call her. And so just having a lot of things out there that most people wouldn't think that, you know, would be on a site. So he has all that, you know, and if there's anything you ever think of that you may want to talk to him about or want to do a collaboration, he's got collaborations out there as well. You can always go to Lee Alston, 1970.la@gmail.com. That's how you can get in touch with him. This is my shout out, as you can tell. You know, so he'll listen, and, you know, especially if he's got some good words to impart to you, you know, he'll impart them to you, you know, or if you want to collab with him, like I said, just send a note to his Gmail. Hey, bro, call me. You know, hit me up. I'd like to collab with you. But you got to listen to his collabs. They got some brilliant collabs out there. And there's one out there. I think it's called In the Morning. And I can't say the gentleman's name, so don't ask me. Such as M-U-J something.
Yeah, Mujahid.
Is that right?
Mujahid. Yeah,
that is a pretty song. It's so pretty. I don't know if I can put it out there just yet, but it is a beautiful song. It's just nice and just calming. So this gentleman, he's gone 30 years. I'm going to now get him. 30 years of music, symphonic music, music he's had to create himself, instruments he's had to play himself, and just he's just amazing. So, so you know,
good
and
job,
I'm just glad that we are be able to come together and give it to the world because, you know, who does that? Who has 475,000 views on their profile in less than a year? Unless you're somebody like Beyonce or somebody well-known. Well, this gentleman may not be well-known, but he's well-rounded and can be well-known as well because he's just got so much intensity out there. So that's just all I got to shout about. So that's where we are. So I don't know if anybody else wants to say anything. You know,
well,
shout out anything.
I just want to say again to all my supporters and those who have come into my network, also NoAmisa.com. I've had many, many, many individuals have actually joined my network on NoAmisa.com, subscribers as well. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you for placing me on your playlist. Those of you on LinkedIn that are listening to this, if I don't get back to y'all, a lot of y'all message me, and y'all been sending me links to hear your music and stuff. Just give me some time, and, you know, I get so many, I tell people, I get so many emails through LinkedIn daily, and so many emails, so many messages. So I'm trying to, I like to answer each of these messages, man, so I don't like to use generic ones they have already made for you and all that. No, I like to actually message you. So give me some time and I'll get back with you. But I want to thank y'all for connecting with me on LinkedIn. And I really thank y'all. Worldwide, man, worldwide. There's some countries on there I can't even name. Everybody, worldwide, man. If I start naming countries, I'll leave somebody out. Worldwide, I want to thank y'all. Everybody that's coming to me on LinkedIn, I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all very much. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And not only that, you know, we're as they say, showing blue across the different continents. So, you know, if you know somebody in another country, hook them up with Lee. You know, say, hey, I got the Gullah Soul gentleman named Lee Alston that we listen to every week, every Friday, you know, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central and 9 p.m. Eastern. That's our time zone that we know of. And, you know, he has this mellow music. So, you know, spread the word because this is some good music. It's, you know, it's really good music. And it's just mellow. It just kind of just, if you're having a bad day, it just eases you out so easy. Just like, you know, pick a song, listen to it. Even if you like that song, you know, download it, you know, play it with somebody else in your car, your iPad, iPhone, you know, no phone, my phone, somebody's phone, you know, just anywhere out there because the music is good. It's just, that's all I can say. It's just good, mellow music.
That.
And you don't hear this, all that, you know, you don't hear Gullah Soul. What is Gullah Soul? Someone tell me what Gullah Soul is. It's Lee Alston. That's all you got to say. Gullah Soul and Lee Alston. So I want to play this next song, and it's called Bass Talk. Then we're going to hear from Angie Alston. I've never seen The Righteous Forsaken before we head out here, and hopefully we can get a couple more songs in. But this is what we got for this evening. So this Bass Talk, I know Angie likes Bass Talk, so I'm going to play some Bass Talk, Angie. Yes.
Yeah, I wrote this motif especially for you. And you're probably wondering, what am I going to say? Some people call it pillow talk. But because of my Gullah soul style. You know, I got to do my thing different. Bass talk. Yeah, that's what I call it. Bass talk. And you know exactly what I'm saying. I know you can hone in on my vibe right now. Capture every feel, the passion in my muse. Yeah, bass talk.
And that song, just that bass talk, just talk for us. You don't have to say nothing else. Bass talk, period. Yeah. Everything's got an exclamation mark, but bass talk is bass talk. Yeah. That pillow talk, that bass talk, and if you have a gentleman who's got a nice deep bass voice, and oh Lord, this take me back. Well, I'm gonna try and get some more of these songs in here, and this is Lee's Number Ones, and then some. We're going to hear from Miss Andy, and she sings I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken, which she has sung for a long time. And so she's trying to be a little songbird here. So I hear that some things are in the making, but I'm not going to say what's in the making. So it might be a 7-Up pound cake. But anyway, we're going to hear her sing I've Never Seen the Righteous Forsaken, and then we're going to hear a song that we haven't heard in quite some time or at all that I know of. It's called This Ain't No Make-Believe World. Here we go.
All right.
Have you ever been hungry?
Come on now. Say it, girlfriend. Never seen the righteous forsaken at all. Yeah. Period.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful job of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Amazing job of that.
I wonder who did that one. I wonder who produced that song for her. Things that make you go, hmm. That That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And little birdie told me that I hear there's some things in the making, though. I'm not going to say what, but hey, besides a 7-Up pound cake and some pies, so we're going to have something sweet coming our way. So let's get to this next song because we don't have much time to go. It's called what is this? This ain't no make believe world. I don't know if they've even played this song yet on the air. So we're gonna hear it today. Here we go.
Yeah. Superman can't find a way. Ain't no way he can help us. Mm. We don't live in a world of make believe. We need God in times like these. It doesn't really matter. Let me ride, let me ride, let my friend inside. Please give me two wings to fly away. See no more hurt, see no more pain. Lord, I put my whole trust in you. You're the only one who can see us through. Bring us joy, take away the sorrow. You're the hope for today and tomorrow. Superman can't find a way, ain't no way he can help us.
Yes,
we
just clear.
Live in a world of make-believe. We need God in times like these. Mm. It doesn't really matter who you are. Salvation comes with the morning star. Prince of life, Jesus Christ, he's the one who can make you. So swing low, sweet cherry, let me ride. Hey, will you let me ride, let my friends inside. Give me two wings to fly away. I see no more hurt, see no more pain. Lord, I put my whole trust in you. You're the only one who can see us through. You can bring us joy and take away the sorrow. You're the hope for today and tomorrow. Superman can't find a way. Ain't no way he can help us. We don't live in a world of make believe. We need God in times like these. It doesn't really matter.
We got about 90 seconds left. We want to shout out Merry Christmas to anybody and everybody. And go ahead, Lee.
Oh, man, y'all just happy holidays, everybody, man. Y'all be safe out there.
Yes, yes.
Be kind to one another. Let's just keep loving one another and show some love, man. Love y'all. Love y'all. Mm-hmm. Love y'all. Yeah, man.
Yes. And you, Miss Ann?
Oh, same thing for me. Shout out to everybody. Thank you for tuning in, listening, you know, to the radio show. Ms. Inez, we thank you. You part of our family.
Thank
we love you. Happy holidays to everybody, and y'all be safe.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to shout out to my ride and die girl out there, Ms. Rhonda Gardner. She's there. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Please be safe. Please love each other like you've never loved each other because these times are like – winding down and counting down. So until we meet with you all next week before New Year's Eve, happy holidays. Yes, amen.
Yeah.
Fridays, 8 p.m. Central Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with my co-host.
soul. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, you in the right place at the right time, in the right moment. Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all, we're the party, yeah, come on. Oh, yeah, it's right here, y'all, come on. Yeah, man.